20 local artists have created new maps of Pittsburgh for the Three Rivers Arts Festival, but the maps are less about navigating the region than they are about exploring its soul. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
Two friends from Pittsburgh were vacationing overseas on a tropical island. And because one's an artist and consultant, and the other's a critic and curator, they also devised an art project.
We came up with maps because we both love to travel.
That's the curator, Nadine Wasserman.
Maps are really a way to start looking at a place and start to kind of understand a place.
Renee Pichocki, the artist, says maps can also provide unique insight.
Some of my best experiences when I was traveling was, you know, really getting into a place based on someone else showing me what to look for.
Pichocki and Wasserman recruited Pittsburgh artists to picture how the city looks to them, and not just visual artists, but also writers, poets, even dancers and musicians, says Wasserman.
We really gave them the liberty to do what they wanted and to interpret not just a location, but it could be anything they wanted, any way, like a trip in their own head or a trip into the sky.
They named the project Compass Roses after the ornate little figures on maps that show the directions north, south, east, and west. And some of the 20 maps do resemble conventional maps. One depicts a bicycle tour of local sites of radical activism. Another is a scavenger hunt called Finding Love in Pittsburgh. In his map, artist Sean Slafer chose to explore a half-forgotten slice of local Native American history. His work honors Shanapan Town, a Lenape village that in the mid-1700s sat along the Allegheny River in what's now the Upper Strip District.
I only know that it was the last indigenous settlement in the borders of what are now Pittsburgh.
It's also the place where a young George Washington nearly died in the freezing Allegheny River. Slafer drew by hand what's been on the site since, including landmarks like the 31st Street Bridge and industry from the old Armstrong Cork Factory to Uber Advanced Technologies. Little is known of Shanapan Town itself, which was apparently named for an indigenous leader. Slafer hopes his map spreads the word.
I would like people to think about the layers of history under the city that they live in.
Other Compass Roses maps qualify as visionary art.
My project's about an experience I had where I found myself driving kind of like in a spiral throughout Pittsburgh, the greater Pittsburgh area, and revisiting all the places that kind of held a moment for me.
It started with a bizarre sound Christiane Dolores heard coming from the sky one night at her home in Knoxville. A few nights later, at 2 a.m., she set out driving.
And realized later I kind of created almost like a spiral, you know, going all the way out to Cranberry and just, you know, going through McKees Rocks. You know, I used to get my hair done in McKees Rocks by a really well-known singer there. Going as far as Duquesne, where my best friend Curtis Reeves lived.
That was 9 years ago. For Compass Roses, Dolores reinterpreted her trip as a kind of abstract map.
It started off as a colored pencil drawing, a little bit of watercolor, set it on fire. I put it in the mud, and then I did several different kind of layers digitally.
Co-organizer Renee Pichocki says the maps have already changed how she sees Pittsburgh. She cites poet Yona Harvey's map that uses only words to evoke the sights and sounds of Federal Street on the north side.
I will never look at Federal and North the same way again because of her map. It really helped me see that place through a kind of a different emotional level.
In a time of pandemics, street protests, and political upheaval, Pichocki says, maps might point new ways forward.
It was really great to look at these maps and to remember, that artists are important right now in helping us see new alternatives.
All the maps are now online at traif.trustarts.org as part of the Three Rivers Arts Festival. The festival commissioned the project, but has gone virtual because of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.